Unit 8. Bargaining and Selling. Bargaining. 2. Bargaining at a flea market. A customer is bargaining with a vendor over a beautiful hand-painted plate. Listen to their dialogue and fill in the blanks. Hello, ma'am. What can I do for you today?
This is quite lovely. What's the price?
It costs $50.
$50? That's very expensive. I can't afford that. Can you lower the price?
Remember, it's a hand-painted plate. Hand-painted work doesn't come cheap.
Yes, I understand that, but I really think that $50 is just too much.
Listen, I can see that you are in love with that plate. Let's just make it $45. I'd really like you to take that home with you.
How about $35? I really can't go any higher than that.
All right. I really shouldn't. The artist is going to have me put out of business for selling his plate at such a low price.
Come, come, let's not exaggerate.
All right. Here you are.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a pleasant day. Hello, ma'am. What can I do for you today?
This is quite lovely. What's the price?
It costs $50.
$50? That's very expensive. I can't afford that. Can you lower the price?
Remember, it's a hand-painted plate. Hand-painted work doesn't come cheap.
Yes, I understand that, but I really think that $50 is just too much.
Listen, I can see that you are in love with that plate. Let's just make it $45. I'd really like you to take that home with you.
How about $35? I really can't go any higher than that.
All right. I really shouldn't. The artist is going to have me put out of business for selling his plate at such a low price.
Come, come, let's not exaggerate.
All right. Here you are.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a pleasant day.
3. Buying old records. A merchant and a customer are bargaining over some old records. Listen to their dialogue. Tick if the information is correct. If the information is wrong, underline the part that is wrong and correct it in the blank.
Hi, wouldn't you like to walk home with some of these great records? Some of the best hits from the 1960s?
Yeah, let's see. Now here's something I'd... these records are scratched.
Just in a couple of places. Listen, I'll sell you these 10 records for $50. A steal.
Whoa, they're too expensive. I'll give you $25 for them.
Ah, come on. I can't charge you less than $30 and break even.
Well, that guy over there is selling similar records for a much better price. So, thanks anyway.
Wait. You drive a hard bargain. $28, and that's my final offer.
I'll think about it.
Wait. Listen, I'll even throw in this vase.
Okay, done.
Hi, wouldn't you like to walk home with some of these great records? Some of the best hits from the 1960s?
Yeah, let's see. Now here's something I'd... these records are scratched.
Just in a couple of places. Listen, I'll sell you these 10 records for $50. A steal.
Whoa, they're too expensive. I'll give you $25 for them.
Ah, come on. I can't charge you less than $30 and break even.
Well, that guy over there is selling similar records for a much better price. So, thanks anyway.
Wait. You drive a hard bargain. $28, and that's my final offer.
I'll think about it.
Wait. Listen, I'll even throw in this vase.
Okay, done.
5. The Good Bargain. Read the passage and do the exercises.
A peasant bought a cow at the fair, which he slaughtered, and he made the calculation that if he sold the meat well, he might gain as much as 2 cows were worth, and have the hide into the bargain. When he got to town with the meat, a great troop of dogs jumped at the meat and barked, "Wow, wow! I know quite well you want the meat, but I should fare badly if I were to give it to you?" The dogs, however, answered nothing but, "Wow, wow." "Will you promise not to devour it all?" "Wow, wow," said the dogs. "Well, if you insist on it, I will leave it to you. I know you well and know who is your master, and I must have my money in 3 days, or else it will go ill with you. You can just bring it out to me." He unloaded the meat and turned back. The dogs fell upon it and loudly barked, "Wow, wow." The peasant said to himself, "Their master is responsible to me for it." When 3 days had passed, the peasant thought, "Tonight my money will be in my pocket," and was quite delighted. But no one would come and pay it. "There is no trusting anyone now," said he. At last he lost patience and went to the butcher and demanded his money. The butcher thought it was a joke. Then the peasant said, "Didn't the dogs bring you the whole of the slaughtered cow 3 days ago?" Then the butcher grew angry, snatched a broomstick, and drove him out. "Wait a while," said the peasant. "There is still some justice in the world," and went to the royal palace and begged for an audience. He was led before the king, who sat there with his daughter. He related at full length all that had happened. The princess began to laugh heartily, and the king said to him, "I cannot give you justice in this, but you shall have my daughter to be your wife for it. In her whole life she has never yet laughed as she has just done at you, and I have promised her to him who could make her laugh. You may thank God for your good fortune."
7. Read me. Bargaining God. Smith climbs to the top of Mount Sinai to get close enough to talk to God. Looking up, he asks the Lord, "God, what does 1,000,000 years mean to you?" The Lord replies, "A minute." Smith asks, "And what does $1,000,000 mean to you?" The Lord replies, "A penny." Smith asks, "Can I have a penny?" The Lord replies, "In a minute."
Effective selling. 2. Walking in a second-hand market. Listen to a talk about a second-hand market and fill in the blanks.
"It's wonderful, Mary. I just can't believe I'm walking in a second-hand market. This is absolutely a very good shopping area with a first-class shopping environment."
More and more people worship the simple lifestyle and like used goods, but they hate shopping in dark, dusty places, and that's how this department store came into being.
Great. One man's trash may be another man's treasure. Moreover, I found that many things don't lose their value very quickly.
Yes, the public is more accepting of the second-hand concept now. Some customers even buy higher quality goods for their higher resale value.
But I doubt the after-sale service of the second-hand goods can be guaranteed.
You needn't worry. The warranty takes the edge off it.
Unbelievable. It seems that I'll leave with an empty wallet today.
Only buy what you need.
I'll try. "It's wonderful, Mary. I just can't believe I'm walking in a second-hand market. This is absolutely a very good shopping area with a first-class shopping environment."
More and more people worship the simple lifestyle and like used goods, but they hate shopping in dark, dusty places, and that's how this department store came into being.
Great. One man's trash may be another man's treasure. Moreover, I found that many things don't lose their value very quickly.
Yes, the public is more accepting of the second-hand concept now. Some customers even buy higher quality goods for their higher resale value.
But I doubt the after-sale service of the second-hand goods can be guaranteed.
You needn't worry. The warranty takes the edge off it.
Unbelievable. It seems that I'll leave with an empty wallet today.
Only buy what you need.
I'll try.
3. Telemarketing. A man at home receives a call from a telemarketer. Listen to their conversation and choose the best answer to each question.
Hello.
Good evening, sir. Is that Mr. Charles Phillips?
Yes, it is.
Well, Mr. Phillips, this evening I'm calling to offer you a special discount on...
No. Let me guess. You want to sell a subscription to the newspaper or a great deal on airfare to Hawaii, right? Or you want to offer me an unbelievable bargain on dance lessons?
No, actually. Mr. Phillips, we want to offer you a free trial membership to our sports club downtown at the price of $39.95.
$39.95? I thought you said free. Listen, I'm not interested.
Well, it includes free access to all our facilities, including the gym, weight room, and swimming pool.
Again, I'm not interested. I have my own fitness program I do around the house anyway.
Well, this is a once-in-a-lifetime deal.
No. Like I said, I'll pass this time. And please put me on your do-not-call list.
Okay, it'll take between 4 and 6 months before your name will be removed from our database. You might be called by another representative during that time.
Ah, man. Great.
Have a nice evening, Mr. Phillips.
Oh, man. Hello.
Good evening, sir. Is that Mr. Charles Phillips?
Yes, it is.
Well, Mr. Phillips, this evening I'm calling to offer you a special discount on...
No. Let me guess. You want to sell a subscription to the newspaper or a great deal on airfare to Hawaii, right? Or you want to offer me an unbelievable bargain on dance lessons?
No, actually. Mr. Phillips, we want to offer you a free trial membership to our sports club downtown at the price of $39.95.
$39.95? I thought you said free. Listen, I'm not interested.
Well, it includes free access to all our facilities, including the gym, weight room, and swimming pool.
Again, I'm not interested. I have my own fitness program I do around the house anyway.
Well, this is a once-in-a-lifetime deal.
No. Like I said, I'll pass this time. And please put me on your do-not-call list.
Okay, it'll take between 4 and 6 months before your name will be removed from our database. You might be called by another representative during that time.
Ah, man. Great.
Have a nice evening, Mr. Phillips.
Oh, man.
5. For sale. One life. Read the passage and do the exercises.
Do you ever feel sick of your life? Then why not sell it? This is exactly what one man is attempting to do following the breakdown of his marriage. Ian Usher, a 44-year-old British man living in Australia, is using the online auction site eBay to sell not only his belongings, but his entire life. Up for grabs are his house and everything that's in it, his car, his parachuting gear, even his pots and pans. But what makes the auction unique is that the package also includes a 2-week trial run at his job as an assistant in a rug store, and even an introduction to his friends in the local area. The lovelorn Mr. Usher said he no longer wanted to be reminded of the life he shared with his ex-wife, and hopes the sale will raise funds for a life-changing adventure. He said that once the sale has gone through, he plans to walk out of his front door with his wallet in one pocket and his passport in the other, and see where the next train takes him. Bidding opened on Sunday, and by Monday morning had already reached the staggering figure of 13 million won, 2 million Australian dollars. Unfortunately for Mr. Usher, most of the high bids turned out to be fake, and he had not activated a registration system that would have only let genuine bids through. After removing the bogus bids, the value of his life stood at 2 million won, though he hopes the final figure will be over 3 million won. Whatever the final price he receives, he is by no means the first person to try to sell something unusual online. A fighter jet, a piece of Britney Spears chewing gum, and even some toenail clippings have all been sold on eBay.
Vocabulary. New words.
Flee.
Vendor.
Exaggerate.
Scratch.
Steal.
Similar.
Peasant.
Slaughter.
Calculation.
Gain.
Troop.
Bark.
Devour.
Unload.
Responsible.
Delighted.
Patience.
Butcher.
Broomstick.
Justice.
Palace.
Beg.
Audience.
Relate.
Consultative.
Persuasive.
Target.
Secondhand.
Environment.
Worship.
Dusty.
Trash.
Treasure.
Concept.
Resale.
Unbelievable.
Telemarketing.
Telemarketer.
Subscription.
Airfare.
Trial.
Access.
Facility.
Fitness.
Broadband.
Internet.
Attempt.
Breakdown.
Auction.
Belongings.
Parachute.
Pot.
Pan.
Unique.
Lovelorn.
Remind.
Staggering.
Activate.
Bogus.
Toenail.
Clipping.
Mouse.
Disc.
Proper nouns.
Charles Phillips.
Hawaii.
Ian Usher.
eBay.
Britney Spears.